even decide on an intro. We had like 2 suggestions.
Yeah, we didn't decide which one we wanted. Look how terrible. Okay, look at my handwriting. Look at the garbage that is my handwriting.
I can still read it. I can still read it.
Sleepy or alive. Who? Who? Why?
Oops.
I just want to open my iPad.
Okay.
If that drugs song gets stuck in my head for the rest of the night, I'm coming for you. And not in a fun way. This is all trash. We'll have to edit it in post. This is so unprofessional of you.
I'm sorry, my father is texting.
Tell your father you're busy being a worldwide superstar that everyone's heard of.
Oh, yep, that's me. Bethany.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Bethany!
Brittany. Sidebar. Okay. Alright, so we can either do that. Hello.
You hello.
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 And welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
So let's talk about it.
Taco.
I'm Olivia D'Astro.
I'm Chandler Reeves.
And in case you didn't hear us the first time, this is Let's Talk About It, where we talk about bullshit. And you, for some godforsaken reason, listen. So thanks.
Hey, do you like eating burritos and drinking too much wine? Then this is the podcast for you.
Indeed it is. Heartburn City.
Yes, my name is Chandler Reeves, and I live in Heartburn City.
Yep, right in the epicenter. It's a lovely little town.
The epicenter.
The epicenter. The kids suck. The neighbors are fine.
The neighbors are fine, just not their children.
Just not the kids.
Kid, they can go away.
Demons.
I hate children.
I hate most children. is that a valid response? I hate most children?
I think so. Upping the volume just a skosh.
A skosh?
A skosh.
Like Nova Scotia?
A Nova Scosh.
A Nova Scotia.
A Nova Scotia.
An absolute scone.
And a scone OSHA. An OSHA scone. Why what? Are we like this?
I don't know. Okay, so as you have learned from the first episode, this is just sheer and utter chaos.
We like it that way.
We like it this way.
However, we wanted to get a little bit of organization.
Just a skosh.
A touch.
Just a smidgen.
Just a Nova Scotia.
Just a Nova Scotia.
So we wrote some things down.
A few. Did we decide on any of them?
No.
Absolutely not. Because why would we? Why? Why would we? You know, we could just be that podcast that literally just does.
Did you listen to Best Friends with Nicole Byer and Nicole and
did you listen to Nicole Byer and Nicole Byer's second
Nicole
personality?
Byer and Nicole Byer. Sashir Zaveda.
No. Sorry.
I gave you homework last week. It's in the podcast. You had homework.
Listen, if you knew me in high school, you would know absolutely that I'm not gonna finish my homework.
I knew you your senior year of high school. I begged you. I said, this will be really, really fun. You'll enjoy it.
I started listening to your, I can't remember the name of it. It was the other murder podcast, or like the true crime podcast that you
Morbid?
Were Yeah. I listened to that for like 5 seconds.
I can't believe you chose
when
Morbid.
I was falling asleep. I don't know.
Listen to Morbid when you fall asleep. That's a terrible idea.
I listen to My Favorite Murder
okay,
when I
listen,
fall asleep.
If, okay, you want to, okay, you know what? You want to listen to Morbid? You want to listen to Morbid and fall asleep?
Sure.
Listen to the sleep paralysis episode.
Perfect. I already have my own. What's another 12?
Let's just add some to the list, shall we?
You know, you're going to hurt my feelings unless you try that wine.
I'm sorry, I have heartburn and it's a reflex to drink water.
That's probably the best reflex to have. Yikes.
What are we drinking today? Olivia?
Olivia. Water, wine.
Wine, water.
Jesus wine.
Wine flavored. Jesus wine. Jesus water.
Jesus water.
Jesus water.
Jesus water.
Stella Rose. Stella Rosa?
Stella Rosa.
Ooh, fancy. Ooh. Ooh. It's a very pretty bottle.
It's amazing.
I like the crown on it.
Because only bad bitches.
Bad yep.
Bitches only.
Yep. This is a, you said a dessert wine?
Mm-hmm. It is my favorite wine. It's so good. It has a little bit of carbonation to it, which is fun. So it adds a little pizzazz. A little spice.
The fun.
It's like grape juice, but make it spicy.
It's like grape juice, but make it exciting.
But make it not grape juice.
Make it not boring and for children.
Yeah, it's a lot like grape juice, but like not grape juice.
But it's like grape juice, but not.
It's like...
Are
it's
we
like,
annoying?
It's like not this, but also not that. That I said that it wasn't.
But like, do you know what I mean?
Like, do you know what I mean?
Does that make sense?
Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like, do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Does that make sense? I'm not a Limp Bizkit fan. Actually,
what is the name of the? Okay, I'm trying this. That was your ASMR moment.
Hi, yeah, the unsubscribe button is in the top left corner.
Don't tell them that.
Just kidding. I don't even know where the subscribe button.
It really smells good.
Oh, I was like, why did you have to look at it so weird? Hi, I'm gonna judge this horn.
I used to drink a lot.
Did you really?
Yes. If my mother hears this, it's water to the bridge, it's fine. I've made worse mistakes. There were 2 or 3 years after my friend passed. When I was literally an alcoholic, I was drinking, partying, hanging out all night, and then sleeping like 12 to 20 hours. Didn't have a job, wasn't doing anything, my parents were paying my rent because I was worthless. And I was just drinking all the time. All the time. Throwing up all the time. Being sick all the time. I was a wreckage. So... Now, I hardly ever drink, ever. Really, the only time I ever drink is with you.
Good.
I did not mean to add such a somber tone
it's okay.
to our podcast. So I love trying new things. However, I also sometimes get those flashbacks where I drank a whole bottle of, like, blackberry wine once and then threw it up.
No.
The whole bottle in, like, an hour. It was bad, bad, bad news. But I thought I was throwing up blood. Because it was black and it was horrifying. I was just being a stupid.
That sounds like bad news bears. I'm glad that that little time of your life is over and now you're sponsored.
Will you be my sponsor since I'm an alcoholic?
I would love to be your sponsor. No, I was gonna say supervised.
You bought this bottle. I don't know if that's technically supervising me.
It's
stupefying?
Stupefying. Yes.
Stupefying?
Perfect.
Oh.
That initial phase.
Well, sometimes you'll drink a red wine and it tastes good and then there's the bite after. You know? Do you not agree? You're not agreeing.
I don't
with
know.
Me.
No. I'm not a collegiate level drinker.
I would not say I'm collegiate level. I would say I'm that hobo down on the corner level drinker.
Give me some cheese and I'll wine, bitch.
Yeah! I ate all the cheese already. I need to go back to Sam's Club. Do you want to go to Sam's Club tomorrow?
I would love to.
Let's go to Sam's Club tomorrow.
Love cheese.
Since we don't have a Costco, I'm out of my cute little cheese snack round. This is not podcast material.
Cheese.
Literally.
Cheese.
They can't see you. Why are you doing that?
You can't?
Your hands? No.
Well, shit.
I mansplained the shit.
It's okay. I understand that. Why do I'm you? Dumb sometimes.
Why do you speak to me? Chandler, they can't see you.
Harold!
Harold!
They can't see you, idiot.
You're not an idiot.
You ninny.
You nitwit. So let's catch up. Tell me about your week.
Oh, you know what? I did a fat sack of nothing.
Did you quit your job?
What? Yes, I did.
Nice.
I quit my job. It was a time, you know? I was not liking it. Stressed me out a little too much. So, said, sayonara, bitches. Very politely.
Oh, of course. Of course. I would love to see you actually.
Adios, compadre.
Compadre. That's the polite way.
It's sayonara, bitch.
A little bit less on the polite side.
Just my pay grade, apparently.
Just a skosh. Just a touch. Well, I'm glad you quit your job.
Oh, me too.
I'm glad you're doing nothing. It's very exciting.
Oh, it's super good. I'm going to be working with you now, so.
That's true.
As you know very well, they don't care. Well, nor do they know.
They care. We're going to grow on them.
Sheds a single tear.
So one singular tear. I was going to dye my hair tonight. Now it's too late.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Shite. I'm sorry.
We didn't do any self-care.
Sometimes sitting on the couch and bullshitting is the best self-care that you can give yourself.
Well, you just got a new iPad.
I did.
It's gorgeous.
I treated myself to a new iPad. It's
we deserved
phenomenal.
It. We deserved it. And it's amazing. And it's thin. So thin.
So you think I'm skinny.
So you think I'm skinny.
I wish.
We're on our way. We're on our fitness journey.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Get all that off.
Go to Doge Hair.
I swear I vacuumed in here. You wouldn't believe me.
Do you ever actually vacuum if you have a dog?
It's more like just moving the hair around until more shows up.
I'm just going to push the hair over into the corner until I see another piece.
Yeah, that's, unfortunately.
It's how it do be.
When you share a dog who... When you share a dog?
Hi. Here's
do you just want to talk?
Ownership of
I'm not going to talk anymore. You talk.
That sounds like a horrible idea.
You just talk.
Hi, this is the It's Actually Just Me podcast. There's nothing to talk about. I'm just crying in the corner. So if you can hear some sniffles... Maybe some wheezing because I'm an asthmatic, but she thinks she's funny because she's making fun of my laugh, but it's like I have a condition. I have a condition.
I don't breathe well, so I don't have to wear a mask.
A mask. Andrew, why did you pants me? It's some stupid shit from Big Mouth.
Do you spend time on the internet?
Too much.
Too much.
I exist only on the internet. Wow. Would you look at those audio spikes back there? We're talking.
That's me wheezing. That's what those noises are.
Woof.
I don't know what it is about you that makes me laugh like my grandmother.
What?
My.
Grandma, you'll never believe what my friend just said. She said, I laugh just like you.
No, literally, it's hereditary. My granny laughs like this. All of my mother's siblings laugh like this. And now I'm starting to do it. And my older sister is too. Like Alicia, the psychopath.
Podcast.
When she's really... She'll never. She's too self-involved to find this. She doesn't care about me.
Dear Alicia, if and when you do find this, I would just like to point out, I was right. You did find it.
No, because I have said much worse things about her on my other podcast, and it's not even a thing.
Woof.
Stop. I forgot what I was saying. I was distracted by this... Let me pull that hair off your nipple. I was distracted by this wine...
Questions.
I also don't know how
this hair
got there.
Come from. I just rolled around on your floor in my jacket.
You
apparently
existed in my home, and plus you're wearing white. What are you doing wearing?
I don't know. I thought I'd mix up my colors a little bit.
Crim,
just blue and black.
You almost bought a green plaid shirt.
I do own some green stuff and some maroon stuff.
Is that hard
for
you?
And a little bit of mustard yellow.
Is that hard for you?
The mustard yellow is my favorite color, so no. I also really like that, like, olive green, so no, not really.
Olive green's a good color.
That's a good color.
It complements your skin tone exceptionally.
Cute. That's so kind of you. Makes me look less fat than I am.
Oh, get out.
Oh my god, that shirt takes like 20 pounds off your
body. Oh, yeah, 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 okay.
Thanks.
What are you doing with your nose?
I had to sneeze.
Remove it.
God, the judgment.
I will edit it out.
The judgment!
The judgment!
Alright.
I'm judging you. What?
So, I think we had like a few things prepared. Did you want to do the BuzzFeed quiz?
Do
you guys want us to do a BuzzFeed quiz?
They can't answer you in real time.
It doesn't matter. You said yes. Thanks. We would love to do a BuzzFeed quiz.
We would love it.
Just for the sheer entertainment of you.
I love to know more about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Very self-important.
Oh, bye-bye.
I literally said that to one of my counselors. Or not my counselor, but one of my advisors that I spoke to today. She was telling me about how one of the courses I have to take, or one of the generals, is a creative arts bracket. It used to be creative arts was the whole class, but now it's like a series of classes that you can take, like different like artistic and fun musical and whatever stuff.
That's cool.
And I said, this is so interesting because when I was here 10 years ago, because I'm ancient, one man ran the whole creative arts department and I hated him and he was so obnoxious and self-important. And she was like, oh, really? Who was it? And I was like, I think his name was Michael Bowen. And she said, he has since retired. And I said, oh, delightful. Because
thanks, I'm in.
I could not stand him, truly. And then, as I was registering for classes earlier today, the introduction to music class I wanted to take is taught by Michael Bowen!
So she lied.
I don't know if she was mistaken or if she just wanted to see me with the egg on my face. Michael Bowen apparently is teaching my online-only intro to music class.
Are you upset?
A little bit upset.
I don't blame you.
But I also want to giggle at how self-important and awful he is 10 years later, still.
We'll do it. We can make fun of him on this podcast.
I'm here for it.
This is a roasting podcast. So if you don't prepare to be a marshmallow, don't talk to us. Just kidding. We're not that mean. But not that mean.
Okay.
Cool. So BuzzFeed quiz.
Did you want to take the one about the Zodiac or no?
Yeah, brah.
I don't know if you... Because, I mean, you did have me download the CoStar app last episode.
I did indeed.
And that was amazing.
We are nothing.
It literally reads me to filth every day, and I love it.
It's a little bit much sometimes, but you know what?
It told me to avoid hot sauce, and I did not listen, and I am now having heartburn, and I wish I had listened.
Yep, the gods have spoken.
They sure have.
Okay. Do you have it pulled up?
I do!
All right. Let's do this.
Okie doke. Do you want to go first?
Sure, why not?
Clear that throat. Clear. Hack up those lungs.
Okay.
Exude that asthma.
Oh my god, I'm cured. I no longer have asthma.
That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
That was
so gross. First question is, what element do you feel most connected to? And you know what? As an earth sign, I'm still going to have to say earth because I really like the earth. Even though a bunch of bitches live on it.
Unfortunately, you were right. A bunch of bitches do live on it.
It's me. I'm bitches.
I'm bitches and those bitches in the drive-thru that yelled at me for no reason.
Yeah. Get out of here. Go away. Nobody asked you.
No one freaking asked you.
Yeah, and if you yell at us and then have the audacity to come to our podcast, thank you.
So you're choosing...
Be sure to hit subscribe.
Yeah, be sure to rate us 5 stars and leave a comment about how much you hate us.
Perfect.
And you have to rate 5 stars because if you don't, no one's going to see your comment.
We're not going to look at it. We don't care about anything that doesn't have 5 stars.
4.5?
Yep.
Screw you.
Nope.
You're not important.
Not important. 5 just only.
Kidding.
Well, if you hate us enough to rate us 5 stars, so we will see your comment. We will deeply appreciate it.
I will read it aloud on this podcast.
We should. We should read listener comments on the podcast.
Send us all of your hate mail, please, and we will put it on this podcast.
Maybe not all of it. Maybe save some of it for, like, Dr. Fauci and...
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Phil.
Carol Baskin. Killed her. Husband. Whacked him.
Yeah, you can't convince me that that didn't happen.
She fed him to tigers. They snacking.
Yeah.
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
Anyway. So you're saying earth sign.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Because you are an earth sign.
Mm-hmm.
The other day. Oh, gosh. Okay, sorry. I know this doesn't relate.
Sidebar.
literal. Literal getting lost. The other day, my friend, who's a Sagittarius, there, which is a fire sign, tried to convince me that she was, like, solid and whatever, like an earth sign. And I'm like, bitch. You are a fire sign. And
you're
flaming
crackhead.
It shows in the way that you speak to me sometimes.
Hi. Yeah, you're a little abusive. Kind of like fire.
She was like...
Scared to touch ya.
Well. She doesn't sound like that.
Well. Well.
So I'm going to choose air because I'm an air sign.
I'll spit my water out.
Okay, well, not onto the iPad that I'm trying to buy from you, okay?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Next question.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be organized. If you could have power over one of these things, what would it be? Time, people's minds, the weather, or the birth of new planets? I feel like one of those things is a lot bigger than the other ones.
One of these things is not like the other.
One of these things is not even close to the other.
One of these things does not belong here.
One of these things, it's like, you know, nah. It's like... You go from, like, A, B, C to, like, 27,000 quadrillion blah, whatever.
D.
No.
27D, yeah.
D is in the neighborhood. I don't know. What would you do?
Bruh, honestly, listen, I'm not about controlling people's thoughts because the power of free will and free thoughts, very important to me. I feel like... The birth of new planets, like, yeah, that'd be stellar if you had a way to get there.
And also it's...
But I don't have a way to get there. So what the hell is the point? So, and then also time. Time is irrelevant. Time is a made-up concept. We're just here for an approximate life.
Except when you're getting up in the morning to go to work, time is a very real thing. I would love to be able to, like... Whoop, wind her back a little bit.
Just pause.
And lay in bed for longer. Because I'm about to put those new sheets on my bed.
Ugh, yes.
And I can't
Walmart,
wait.
Come through. You have the most amazing, like, plushy, soft microfiber bed sheets. Thank you. It's been a blessing.
Sponsor us. Sponsor this madness. They won't, but I wish they
would. Bet you won't, but maybe.
Bet. I don't know. I would have to say... Because I don't like controlling other people either. It feels manipulative and awful.
It's rude. I'm not that kind of person.
The birth of new planets sounds way too complicated. And by the way, my parents are LDS. And they believe that when you die, you become a god over your own little universe and solar system and planet and blah.
Is that how that works?
Some people say yes. Other people say no.
Okay.
I don't know if the particulars are as well widespread as some people think they are.
Huh.
I don't know where that is. I think it's in the Doctrine and Covenants. I don't know.
Bruh, I would not even know. I never paid attention in class.
I 100% was doodling during seminary all the time.
All the
constantly
time.
Constantly doodling.
I literally got in trouble for watching Netflix, and he asked me to leave, and I said, yeah, okay.
You left seminary.
I left.
Good. You deserve better.
Bye, free period.
It was even more difficult because I went to, after I moved out of Utah and moved to, like, Texas, we had early morning seminary.
So I had seminary an hour before school, which started at 7:30. And I wasn't used to getting up early.
So, wait, let me get this straight. Okay, so you had to...
So in Utah, just for anybody who's listening out of the state of Utah.
Which you're not, but it's okay.
In Utah, the Mormon Church offers a religious class in the middle of the school day that you can take. I don't remember if it's worth credit or not.
It isn't. It is a free period, and you definitely have to make up for it.
That's trash.
It's utter shit. Absolute shite.
But so, yeah. So, in the Utah school system, you can take seminary during the course of your school day, and you can learn. They go through the course of the year, they go through either the Book of Mormon, or the Bible, or the Doctrine and Covenants, or the Pearl of Great Price, whatever. During the course, I can't explain to you what these things are. You have to do your own research. I know nothing about this church. I choose not to engage in it. I have personal reasons. A lot of them. We don't have to talk about that right now. It's a very decisive subject. Anyway, I'm not anti-Christianity. I'm just honestly, I love spirituality. I don't like organized religion. Any organized religion. To me, it feels, ugh. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. So, but in other states, they obviously don't offer seminary during the course of your school day.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go. Okay. You can choose to go in the morning before school starts.
Yum.
At 6 a.m.
Yum.
Yeah, after a really bad breakup, I dropped out and didn't go back. So I don't know what that says about my seminary transcript, but it didn't carry on to college, and it didn't affect me getting into Utah State, so everything's fine.
You can't come for me.
You Bye-bye. Can't. You sure cannot. My iPad locked itself because I chatted for too long.
That's fine. That's what this podcast is about.
So know people's minds for me is the moral of the story. Know the birth of new planets for me.
See the time or weather, bud.
I would love to be able to control the weather. However, I feel like it's also a big responsibility because you have to be able to, like... I would use it for selfish reasons. So, say at, like, 3:40 in the morning when I'm leaving to go to work and my windshield is covered in ice. I would love to be able to just, like, have, like, a burst of sun, like, really hot sun out of nowhere, like... all over my windshield, but I also feel like you could not maybe focus it that closely because I'm not like Cyclops from X-Men. I can't just like whoom, like from my eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
As great as that would be.
Yeah.
So it's gonna have to be time because then I can be selfish and not affect anyone else that they wouldn't have.
Touché.
That was a really long answer.
That was a really good answer.
I think too much. It's the anxiety.
See.
You can have it every
You made the point to still go to work. I would have just made it snow harder.
I'm so sorry. I can't leave just around my house. There's a
massive flurry that came out of nowhere. 12 inches of snow in a second.
And literally those seconds keep happening. So those 12 inches keep happening.
Okay, but like think of all the potential that you would have if you were like Storm and could control the weather.
Storm. She's beautiful.
Global warming.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. You single-handedly solved global warming.
You'd be a hero.
You would be a hero. A
national treasure.
And all like the drought seasons and stuff like that. Water. Food.
Girl, she's
no
gone.
No one goes starving.
No.
What did you solve in your life? World hunger? No.
Oh, you cured cancer?
Mm. Wow. Big whoop.
How cute for you. That's so nice.
How cute. We love that for you, I guess.
So is it safe to say you're going to choose the weather option?
Definitely going to choose the weather option.
Great.
Rainy days? Hello.
All the time.
Could I just move to Seattle? Yeah. Am I going to? No.
Not yet. Ooh.
Hello, bless me. Thank you.
Let's put that on a t-shirt.
Hi, this is the podcast where you listen to me clear my throat and sneeze.
This is our...
Allergies. And I don't have any Zyrtec with me.
Yeah, what's up with that? You brought two iPhone chargers with you. But not any Zyrtec.
I bought an iPhone charger and an iPad charger.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot the new ones are fancy.
Hop off. Hop off.
I can't.
Can't.
Cannot. Stuck. Got stuck.
Okay. If you could teleport yourself literally anywhere, where would you go first?
I love that you added that literally.
Literally anywhere.
It does not say literally, but you wanted it in there so badly.
Yeah. Would you stay at home?
Yes.
Would you go to the bottom of the ocean?
No.
Beautiful landscape. You can choose whatever you want. Or high up in the galaxy. Might I just add that in two of these scenarios, it is instant death.
There's no air.
Instant death.
There's no air.
No air.
Just being able to teleport doesn't mean that you have, like, a spacesuit on.
Listen, does anybody listen to Jordan Sparks? How am I supposed to breathe with no air?
How am I supposed to breathe with no air?
How? Please tell me how.
Tell me how.
So, knowing that two of your options get you killed, what are your choices?
What are
your choice?
Well, I mean, in my mind, my home is a beautiful landscape because I want to move to the Tetons more than life itself.
Fair enough.
I want to take my college degree and ship it off to the Grand Tetons. Did you ask if I want balloons?
Yes.
What do balloons have to do with the Tetons?
Up.
What?
The Disney animated short film Up.
It's not a short film. It's a full-length feature film, but...
You're a full-length feature film.
Yeah, legs for days.
Amazonian woman.
True.
Could be.
I wish.
Tis very tall.
The cut off a boob.
No, what? The right or the left?
Depending on which arm that you shoot your arrows with.
No.
Yeah, whichever one you pull to your chest, they would lob off that boob so that they could be more accurate. Do your research.
I'm gonna have to learn to pull back with my right arm.
You don't have a boob, you're fine. You have nothing to remove.
Shush, these babies could be cut.
There's so many things to say to you that aren't appropriate for this podcast.
Fuck, is anything appropriate for this podcast?
Caden asked me to take him shopping for, like, a bra, and I have not, and I feel like a bad friend. He's just always
busy.
We
have to get him.
I know.
Torrid.
I want to take him so badly. Ugh. I so badly want to, but he closes all the time.
Hi, Caden, if you're listening to this, which I'm going to force you, when you hear this... This is your pre-announcement that we are going to Torrid and we're finding you a bra.
You're gonna love it.
They're beautiful.
They're so comfortable.
And so are you. We love you.
You are! We love you, you gender fluid bean.
You beautiful, beautiful bean. Okay, so,
I didn't answer my question.
Is that your answer? Home?
I want to say a beautiful landscape, but there's not, like, a tent. I have nowhere to I have nowhere to protect me from bears. So I'm going to say I'm going to stay at home, because honestly, that's where I want to be anyway.
That's a fat mood.
It's where all my equipment is.
If I can get my own house, like, if I could stay at home, but then, like, that's me getting my dream home in the dream place, then I want to teleport there.
Fair.
Yeah.
You could teleport into the future. Into your home.
Yeah, totally could.
I'm here for it.
Time and space is the same thing.
What pattern catches your eye? This is going to be difficult to explain.
Do you like polka dots, fish scales?
They're not polka dots. They look like rolls of toilet paper.
Oh my god, it is.
So those look like rolls of toilet
paper? It literally is rolls of toilet paper.
So it's like a salmon orange background with rolls of toilet paper. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And like in a grid pattern. Across the background, and then there's like a weird tiling, and then there's a Lego wall, and yeah, colorful fish scales. It should have been like tile. I don't know.
Like 8-bit fish scales.
8-bit fish scales. Not even 64-bit. 8.
I don't even know what to do about this because I hate all of them.
I want to do the purplish tiling.
It's. I might have to agree with you there because all of these are trash.
You're not gonna pick.
You can't see these, but these are awful. None of these would make it into my home.
So bad.
Okay. Perfect. Which cat would you rather own? A white cat, a black cat, a gray cat, or an orange cat?
A black cat.
Yes.
I have a black dog.
Listen, witch bitches, if you out, please befriend us. I want to be your friend.
Listen to our podcast.
Teach me. teach me the way of the witch.
Teach me your witchy ways. I'll add you to my green witch board on Pinterest.
I would love that.
Okay. But we should also be around the witches of the world.
Yeah. Black witches, don't care. If you into some spooky shit,
we can vibe.
That's you. That's you. We can vibe.
Okay.
Black cat.
Circles, dots, stripes, or squares? Circles, obviously.
I'm gonna have to do stripes.
Really?
I really like stripes. I don't personally wear stripes, but stripes are very physically attractive.
Okay.
Or visually?
Yeah.
Visually and physically?
I feel like physically is like you're like physically attracted to that.
Yeah.
Are you physically attracted to stripes?
Well, physically isn't
sexual. Are you drawn to stripes? Yeah. Like, oh.
Like, I want to touch them.
The stripes, they're pulling me across the room. The yeah. magnetic attraction. Yeah. You can't see the hand gestures. They're very wild.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh my god. Okay.
Did you...
yeah.
You okay? Your eyes went like, wow.
Okay. What Hogwarts house are you in?
When I took the quiz, Hogwarts Online or whatever.
You got Hufflepuff, didn't you?
I got Ravenclaw. I'm studious and book smart. I got Ravenclaw.
That's true. I'm a Hufflepuff because I'm a dumb bitch.
You're not a Hufflepuff because you're a dumb bitch. You're a Hufflepuff because you like snacks. Learn the distinction. And you're nice to everybody. And you're easy to get along with.
Figures that you're a Ravenclaw because you're a freaking liar.
What? Those are the Slytherins.
I'm kidding. Listen, Slither bitches.
Slither bitch. You know what we need? Oh my gosh, I just thought of this. This isn't related to anything. What we need? Banana chairs.
Yes.
We need banana chairs.
And banana bikes.
What's a banana bike? What the fuck?
Yeah,
banana explicit everything. Content. Banana everything.
Banana everything.
Have you seen banana chairs?
Yes, they're phenomenal.
They're delightful.
They're phenomenal.
I would...
Ergonomically friendly.
Well, just, you know, that we could be, like, rocking back and forth and fucking up the audio and...
Yeah, if you guys would like to hear me breathe for another entire episode, as well as cough up a lung because I'm asthmatic, and then sneeze the shit out of my life.
Out of my whole life.
One sneeze, you gone.
I like this question. Is it my turn? It's my turn?
It is. It is indeed.
What? Wait, hold on. No, you're right. No, you're right. You're right. You're right. What form of art are you most likely to practice? Writing, painting, what? Music, or sculpting?
Oof. Can I guess for you?
Sure.
Writing.
How did you know?
I don't know. I got this weird feeling.
Because you literally had to sit in my office for like 3 hours yesterday while I finished writing 10,000 words.
Yeah.
Because I got behind. Was
no joke.
NaNoWriMo's a big... It's really She's great, but it's
deal.
An oof.
She a big deal.
What about you? Painting? Sculpting?
Bro, either painting or music. I can't really tell because, like, I feel like I do more stuff with painting than I do with music.
But you were singing the whole time we were setting up.
Yeah, but that's like a... Like, if I actually want to, like... get better at something, it would be art. It would be like actual, like physical, tangible, like painting art.
Okay.
Like sketching or drawing or something like that.
I've seen your doodles. They are amazing.
Thanks. So sweet.
What's your turn?
Okay. Which vintage picture did you find most aesthetically pleasing? I'm gonna just read these out to you. There's an old television.
In front of an orange plaid wall.
Yeah, we're not a fan of the orange plaid. Mm. Television. Mm. That's kind of cool. An old motel sign. Someone beach vibing straight up. And then...
I don't even know what that is.
I...
But I'm here for it.
Hold on, let me... It's literally like one of those moving walkways, and it literally says, I'd rather focus on the future. Oh! Which vintage? Listen, you don't care about vintage. You like the future. Like futuristic stuff. Uh-huh. I'm stupid.
No, I also just got that.
I'm dumb.
No! They snuck that in there.
You sneaky bitch. Thanks, BuzzFeed.
Here's the problem, though, is I was first drawn to that picture.
because it was like
busy.
What busy? Like what is it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But I was drawn to that first, but I like the motel sign more. The circles.
Yeah, I was going to do
appeal to me.
The motel sign, because I don't know if you've been to an Iceberg drive-in.
Is there one local?
not like local, but there's one over in Salt Lake City. I've only been to the one in Salt Lake City. I don't know if there's more outside. It's just past Sugar House. I don't remember what street it's on. They have the best ice cream and the best like little diner food, and it's like those obnoxiously bright neon lights, like literally everywhere, spinning signs with neon lights. And like outdoor ordering windows with speakerphones and stuff like that, and cute little outdoor eating places.
Retro.
Like, yeah, like retro.
Love that.
It's super cool.
That sounds great.
And that's kind of what that reminded me of. So,
motel sign.
Nice.
Okay.
What would you love to eat right now? Something sweet like brownies, something comforting like pasta. This pasta has shrimp in it. I mean, that's a foot in the door.
That looks like a shrimp carbonara. It sounds super good.
Hungry again already. We already had huge burritos. Something nourishing, like a charcuterie board. Did I pronounce that even a little bit close?
Yeah, you did.
Wow. Something refined, like seafood. Seafood is not refined.
Depends on the kind of seafood, because I feel like the way that you cook it makes it refined. Because if you're just doing like... No.
Sushi?
No, but there probably is actually a way.
Sushi?
Yeah, sushi refined? Is pretty refined.
Okay, that's good.
I feel like the refining of food depends on the presentation.
Definitely. 100%. Just like people.
True.
Yes.
It's all about the presentation.
Refinement is the clothing of food.
Yeah. Even if you a inaccurate. Crusty bitch... On the inside, you could still look like a refined, wonderful societal person on the outside, even though you suck.
Even though you suck.
Yeah.
Yep. What are you choosing?
Brownies? Honestly, a charcuterie board sounds bomb.
I love those. Because those grapes look very good.
It's like, have you ever had a charcuterie board or like...
I couldn't even pronounce it. Do you think I've experienced it?
No, but that's... No. I don't know. It was just a question. I don't know.
Does someone bring you out, like, a cutting board with, like, snacks on it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that. Sometimes they'll do, like, fruits like blueberries or strawberries or grapes or something like that. And it all, like... If you get one that's, like, really professionally done, they take into account, like, your palate for everything. And how things are going to interact and taste together.
Ooh.
So that by the time, like, you're, like, experiencing all of this as a whole, they've got, like, some fine wine on the side, like, crackers that go perfectly with the cheese, the grapes, the other little fruits, the types of nuts and stuff like that. And, like, meats, it's an experience. It's so good. I love food, and it's an experience.
I love it. Let's... Okay. Well, so you definitely choose that.
For sure. Sorry.
That sounds... a whole no. Tangent. No, you're good. I'm the last person to lecture you on not going off on tangents. Literally lecture. I'm gonna have to go with, like, pasta, just because I'm a carb whore.
Carb whore hydrates. Carb whore hydrates.
Carb whore hydrates.
Carb whore hydrates.
Carb whore hydrates. Carb whore
Shrimp carbonara.
You're speaking my language.
Yep, that's mine.
Speaking.
Let's see. How would you... Let's try that again. Okay.
How would you...
How would you someone describe you in the one...
in the world.
Okay. How would someone describe yourself in one word? I don't like that they say...
I feel like that grammar
yourself, is... Yourself? That like... seems counterproductive.
Maybe, how maybe would someone it auto-corrected. Describe you? Maybe it auto-corrected while they were typing it.
Could be. Well, how would you describe me in one word? Sensitive, intelligent, complex, or outgoing?
I would say complex.
That's so sweet. Is that a good thing?
Yes, no, definitely. Okay. Because if you were just one dimensional and one sided, this would not work as well.
I'm flat. So
we would not be able to. You're hilarious. We would not be able to play off of each other and have as much fun as we do. But also, you are so multifaceted. You are not just you are not just one thing. You are not just a dude. You are not just, you know, a young, like a, how old are you? I don't know. 22? Okay. You're not just like a 22, whatever, generic, whatever, blah. Like, you have so many different things. I don't want to give away too much information about you because I don't want you to think that I'm just like, blah, blah, blah. Like, telling
you.
Hi,
my social security number is.
Well, you're not just, you know, you're not just, like, that story you told me about the guy who yelled at you for being Middle Eastern, when you are a white person.
I am very much.
You're just a tan person.
White. Male.
You're just a white male.
I was going to add other things on there, but I was like, nah, that doesn't, what? I am a white male.
Well, you just.
Super not ethnically.
Diverse.
Diverse at all.
Well, that's just, it's, you are more than just what you look like. You are more than just what you are stereotyped as. And, I mean, you and I can sit down and watch RuPaul's Drag Race and have a great time. Or, you and I can sit down and watch car shows. Or, you and I can run to Target and talk about painting our nails and shit. And then, you and I can sit down and watch shows about where they literally, like, forge knives from scrap metal. Like, there are so many different parts. Like, you are not just one person. You are not just one. It's hard to explain. It's, you are not just one personality trait. You are complex. You are complex. You're complex. Congratulations, you're complex. I've said it so many
times. Why you gotta hype me up like that? I'm just kidding.
I've said it so many times and now it sounds like a make-believe word, but it's true.
That's funny because before I even asked you that, I was actually going to say the same thing about you.
Gross. Don't you be nice to me right now.
Fine. Fuck you.
I already cried today. You don't.
I already cried like 3 times today. You don't even need to.
I just came here to have a good time. And honestly, I feel so loved right now.
Okay. Well, then I'll make it brief.
Okay.
If that's what you desire. Otherwise,
five
I can hide
words
you.
Or less.
Can't do that because half of them will be
Ah.
But. No, I was seriously going to say that you're very complex because for all the reasons that you mentioned for me, like, you're that person that I'm like, bruh, can we do this? Or, like, can we do this? Like, you are both ends of the spectrum and everything in between. Like, there's nothing that's like, you can't say one word and have it be super definitive to you. Because not even complex, really. Describes it because you are also very sensitive, wildly intelligent. Oh. I am so not even close to your intelligence level.
I don't think that's accurate.
I do though.
I couldn't even pronounce charcuterie.
I worked in a grocery store with a freaking cheese island. That's the only reason why I know.
I worked in a cheese
that's
island.
It.
I was gonna say with a cheese aisle, but you said cheese island.
Yeah, it was literally an entire island in the center of the grocery store. For cheese.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
I want a cheese island. I want to live on a cheese island.
I want to live on a cheese island. Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Cloudy with a chance of cheese.
Cloudy with a chance of give me a damn cheese island. But, yeah.
So,
I would definitely have to say that you're a very complex person.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Because you're not just sensitive. You're not just intelligent. And you're not just outgoing.
I'm only a little bit outgoing. Not very much.
Get a little wine in anybody, and you'd be surprised.
I'll take your word for it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had wine a day in my life.
I mean, we're literally doing a podcast right now, and I didn't ever think that I was going to do a podcast. I didn't think that you were going to do two.
Having the right...
Shameless plug. Shameless plug to Olive's creations
no.
and all of her amazing work. She crochets.
Stop.
She does podcasts. She writes stories. She does art. She is.
I'm going home.
She is taken. She is taken.
Yeah, that's also true.
Also engaged.
Yeah.
Life is so cool. I'm so excited for you. Anyway.
If COVID ever decides to go the fuck home, maybe yeah, COVID, I can get married and shit. Someday.
I'm giving COVID a cordial, an official you have invitation worn out, to fuck the fuck off.
You've worn out your welcome. Please leave.
Your welcome was worn the moment you stepped through the door.
That's going to be the title of my memoir.
Your welcome was worn the moment you stepped through the door.
Yep. Yep. That's exactly
what I love it. Love it or list it. I love it. Okay. This one's on you.
Is it? I lost track. Finally, which of these nature pictures can you identify with? I'm not saying pics because that's BuzzFeed. How old are we? Which of these nature pictures can you identify with? A poppy swaying in the wind. A lonely tree. Okay, but this is like a dead tree, like against a white background. Like it's all by itself. A leaf in autumn or a rocky mountain. Why do you giggle, sir?
These are just some bizarre options. But I'd like to know what you think of yourself.
I am drawn, okay, because I have ADHD brain, I am drawn to a poppy swaying in the wind because of the colors. However, mountain ranges aren't my favorite.
That's fair. I mean, you do live in Utah still, so.
I do. So cool. I'm going with the Rocky Mountain range.
Honestly, I'd probably have to do leaves in autumn or a singular leaf in the singular autumn.
A singular leaf in the singular autumn.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Because we all know autumn lasts for maybe a week before it
gets too cold. If you live in Utah, autumn lasts for one whole week and then there's snow.
Mm-hmm. And then it's too cold to have fun.
It's cold fall where everything is dead. The sun is out, but it's only 30 degrees. And that lasts well into December. And then January, February, March, April, May, and sometimes June, it's just snow and F my life. I hate this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to hate yourself, move to Utah. It's really pretty.
If you want to be constantly confused by the weather, constantly and consistently confused by the weather, move to Utah.
Are you sick of your dull and boring life and want to mix it up a little? Move to Utah. You'll never know what's coming next.
Tired of your same old predictable weather?
Would you like to get harassed by a bobcat? You just might. Move to Utah.
Spencer got stalked by a cougar once.
How many times do I have to tell you not to let older women talk talk to your fiance? This is an ongoing issue, y'all. An ongoing issue.
He's getting on to him. Ah, he wanders off.
Damn it. This is the third time this week.
He keeps slipping his leash.
Kinky.
I'm going home. Okay, so what are you going to choose so we can finish this?
Jesus Christ. You know what? A leaf in autumn. I'm a fall bitch for sure.
A fall bitch.
Kay. Fall bitch. No way, I'm an earth sign because I chose earth? You're kidding.
Did it actually predict you as an earth sign?
Yeah. Says a Taurus, Virgo, or a Capricorn.
So it worked for you.
What did you get? Did you get water sign?
I got a water sign.
You are so not a water sign.
I'm an air sign. I'm a Gemini.
I'm an aerosol.
I'm an aerosol. I'm an aerosol. Do that's what they call Aries?
I'm an aerosol.
I'm an aerosol.
I'm an airhead. I'm an airhead.
Me too.
Okay, so I feel like you should read off your description, see if it matches with who you are.
Okay. But like, why is this accurate though? Water sign, Cancer, Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. You're definitely a water sign! Exclamation point.
Oof.
You're a creative person who's often lost in daydreams and deep thoughts. You express your emotions freely, and you aren't afraid to tell others how you're feeling. You're imaginative, empathetic, and artistic. They got my sign wrong, but my description right.
True.
That's a little uncomfortable.
To be fair. Listen. Gemini is usually like, at least stereotypically, a Gemini is a person who has like lots of friends, but doesn't put up with bullshit, is a little bit two-faced just in their dealings with multiple people to best keep the peace internally and externally.
That's also me, unfortunately.
Yes, that is where I feel like you get a lot of your like Gemini dealings, but you do have a lot of traits of a water sign where it's like calm, creative, mildly outgoing.
Yeah, I used to be I used to be a lot more like out there and interested in talking to people, and then I worked in retail.
And then you realize that everybody sucks ass.
Yes.
And that's why we don't leave our house.
That and Corona. But yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Unless we need to go to Target.
Yeah, I would risk my life for Target.
100%, every time.
I have risked my life for Target. Even Walmart.
Yeah, we risked our lives for burritos in Walmart. But, you needed an iPad cover and...
And a box of freaking wine.
And a box of wine. And a box not of get from Walmart, wine. But...
Could you imagine? One-stop shop.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
Did you know that in Seattle you can actually buy wine from Target and it's phenomenal?
I wish they would sell it at Wingo.
Utah is actually looking to abolish that law.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are we dropping Zion's Curtain?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well, we're trying to because everyone's effing sick of having to hop the border into a different state.
We shouldn't
and buy alcohol.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to break it's the law stupid. To get good booze.
Sometimes I just want a really good shot, and that's all. I don't want to have to go to a bar.
Nope.
I want to do it in my house.
Well, first of all, buying shots in the bar is...
atrocious. $3 a shot?
Expensive.
Are you kidding me?
Not worth that. Not even a little bit.
Also, gross. You can't see this. We're drinking wine out of mugs.
We are.
Yeah.
My mug is actually a Gemini mug. And that's Gemini.
Yeah, mine is a unicorn that says, she is booty. She is
booty. She is booty.
She's booty. She is beauty. She is grace. And she can stab you in the face. And I feel like that's not even close to my personality, but also right there.
Well, you have the potential to stab.
But could you, stab you.
But you do
won't
not.
Won't for legal reasons, but I totally could.
Won't for legal reasons.
Let's read this shit and see how close it is.
Yeah, tell me about you.
So, Earth sign. Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn. Just in case you didn't hear that. You're clearly an Earth sign. !
Clearly.
Clearly. You're grounded and keep it real 100% of the time. And people love that about you. You always focus on the here and the now and don't worry about things that you can't change. You're loyal, reliable, and logical. Unless you got anxiety and crippling depression. And then you're
not logical
at all.
Clinical fucking depression.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's clinical depression. Did I say that in the last episode? Yeah, I did.
We'll say it probably every episode.
Yeah.
At least once.
But I feel like, to an extent, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I feel like that's true about you. You are logical and grounded and
thank you.
Forward
that's what
thinking.
My mom says.
Your mom's opinion is the only one that matters.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. So kind.
Unless it involves never mind. We're not gonna get into that.
Oh.
That's for another episode. With a trigger warning.
Oh my god. Parental issues.
Are they parents without issues?
What would it be like to have parents that didn't have issues?
I feel like awful. Listen, okay.
Explain your logic.
I will explain my logic.
Please. Cite your sources.
Okay. So, Al Perdue. I'm just kidding. So here's my thinking in that. If you always have perfect, you're never going to understand what it's like to have imperfect, to appreciate the times that are perfect. So if you constantly have somebody who is a perfect and a constant in your life, you don't understand how to appreciate them to the full of their ability. So this is just for my personal experience with my personal situation with my personal parents.
Do you have impersonal parents?
I do.
Wow.
Like parents at work, parents, you know,
parents
the
elsewhere.
Moms at work.
Oh yeah. The work moms.
But no, like it's, if you and I were perfect 100% of the time, how could I learn to appreciate you during your imperfect moments and your perfect moments if I wasn't able to see that discernible difference between the two? Like, if you were just constantly a perfect person, I'd probably end up hating you.
Fair.
Because nobody likes a perfect Patricia. We don't want you.
That's hard to relate to.
You're not real. You're not real. Like, it's like, you look at social influencers, like social media influencers, and it seems like they've got these personal lives, and then they come out and they have like huge mental breakdowns over stuff, and you're like, oh my gosh, you're a person? Whoa! I'm so surprised. Like, I don't know. That's my logic and thinking behind it, is I love my parents because they are imperfect. Like, they have their moments. I've had my moments, Lord knows. My parents have put up with all of that and still, like, put forth that effort to try to, like, be good parents and be there for me, regardless of, like, how much my decisions don't please them. Because being, like, the black sheep of the family, the one who drinks, the gay one, the slightly overweight one,
the one that doesn't go to church.
Yeah, like, the non-religious one, like, it's hard enough being the black of the family, like the black sheep of the family.
Be careful with that.
It's hard enough being the black sheep of the family, but like, I feel like if you have parents that are willing to like work through your issues instead of work around your issues, it's really cool.
But also their issues as well, I think.
Yes. I've actually noticed that a lot because, like, when you're growing up, parents don't usually talk about their issues with their kids, so you just view your parents as these people who never have issues, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't understand because they've never gone through it. Mm-hmm. And then when you actually grow up, you have to see it for yourself, how they have their moments where they're not super put together, or, like, they struggle, and they have, like, issues making friends. Like, yes, people, you do need friends, even when you're, like, 40 and 50 years old. Like...
Yep, especially right now.
I don't know. It's just really weird to see, like...
the transition from parent to person.
Yeah. It's... as soon as you stop viewing your parent as a parent only, and start viewing them as a person as well, it creates an entire new world, and, like... just from my personal experience, like, learning about the stuff that my parents have gone through have brought me 10 times closer to my parents, because I understand how hard their lives have been, and, like, the stuff that I'm going through relates to stuff that they've gone through. So, long spiel, but that's what I mean.
I liked it. I think it was really good. I think that we have a lot to talk about on this particular topic,
mm-hmm.
but seeing as we're already sitting in an hour and 5 minutes of audio right now,
well,
I really feel like we're into some really fertile ground here, and I don't want to kill the mood and the vibe, but we probably need to end soon, just because it is almost 11 o'clock at night in about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
But I really want to get into this with you, and I really want to discuss this.
No, I think this would be a perfect topic for another podcast. Not another podcast, but like another episode.
Another episode of the podcast. So, if you liked this episode, make sure to rate it 5 stars. Subscribe, leave a comment. Tell us what you thought about it. Also, we have social media now.
Yeah, we made an Instagram. And you know what? I've already forgotten what it's called, so I'm gonna look it up and I'm gonna tell you.
Well,
because shameless plug.
To be honest, it was a little bit difficult because all the names we wanted to use for the podcast that related to the podcast were already taken.
Holler at you, generic ass. Because let's talk about it.
Let's talk about that.
It is the it is the LTBI podcast. That is currently what we're under. You will see the Let's Talk About It logo with the blue brick wall. So, yeah, we've got an email that is, hey, did you know that I have a podcast?
At gmail.com. And if that sounds like a mouthful, it is.
It's because it is, but we're also mouthfuls, so.
Well.
Mouthfuls, handfuls, just.
Well. We're full of...
Full of something. Full of something. But...
We will link to that email down below in the description.
Absolutely. If you have any topics that you guys would like us to discuss or completely butcher, let us know.
And if you're the black sheep of your family, send us your story. We'd like to hear it. Maybe we'll read it if it's good enough.
Ouch. Your story is good enough. You are enough.
You are enough.
We just mean sorry. If it's podcast appropriate.
Yes, that's...
We're not, but your story has to be.
You're, yeah. Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. It's better than a patriarchy.
Anything is, truly.
Anything. Top of the patriarchy.
Top all.
Have a good night day.
Have a great time zone.
Have a good night day. That's what I just said.
You did.
Have a good night day. Have a great time zone. Wait, let's pop back on over to that.
It's a streaming thing because you never know when the person you're speaking to, you don't always know where they're from. So you can't say have a good night or have a good day because where it's day where you are, yeah, they might be having sense. A night. So okay. Just say have a good time zone.
Have a good nice one. Have a good nice done.
Have a good not. Have a good not.
Have a good nice done.
Have a good not.
Ooh, a ganache.
I am hungry. Oh, can you tell?
Okay, but sweets sound really good. Like,
there are Ghirardelli chocolate chips right behind you.
Okay, bye.